الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. So continuing with the manzuma, the lines of poetry by Sheikh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, As-Sayr ila Allah wa Dar al-Akhirah, that path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the hereafter. And we talked about the believers being, the people of Tawheed being the happiest of people, for they are the ones who left al-Shirk, they kept away from Shirk, and they kept away from innovations, and they kept away from sins. And they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance continuously, and they sought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worshipping Him alone. And so they are the happiest of people. They are the happiest of people in terms of the asma'u sifat of Allah, because they believe in all of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah without denying them, without likening them to creation, and without distorting the apparent meaning. As Ahlul Sunnah always say, من غير تشبيه ومن غير تعطيل ومن غير تأويل, the ta'wil of explaining away the names and attributes of Allah with knowledge that we have not been given. And they, Ahlul Sunnah, are the happiest with regards uluhiyya, worship, because they don't go to the graves, call upon the dead, they call upon Allah directly. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, because Allah is close. And Dua is ibadah, as in the authentic narration, ad-du'a'u ibadah. So they call upon Allah alone. So they're the happiest people in terms of their belief. They're the happiest people in terms of their actions. They're the happiest people in terms of their akhlaq, in their manners, because they follow the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no doubt, the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the best example. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Messenger of Allah, there is a beautiful example. Beautiful example. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, Surah Al-Qalam, Noon, وَالْقَلَمِ بُمَا يَسْطُرُونَ مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are upon a great status, a great stature, a great khuluq, great manner. And so they are the happiest, Ahlul Sunnah. The Salafiyun, Al-Athar, they are the happiest because they stick to the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They love the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عليك بالحديث وأهله فرأي ليل والحديث نهار ولربما غلط الفتى سبل الهدى والشمس بازغة لها أنوار. They love hadith and its people, as was said in the sittings of Abu Zur'a. Upon you is hadith. Upon you is to follow hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the authentic narrations, not the fabricated narrations, not the weak narrations, but the sahih narrations. Upon you is to follow the hadith and its people. Who are the people of hadith? The ulama, the ahlul athar, the ahlul sunnah. Alayka bil hadithi wa ahlihi. For opinion is night while hadith is day. Opinion is night. It's not clear. But hadith is day, is clear. The Prophet ﷺ left us upon a clear way. تَرَكْتَكُمْ عَلَى بَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. I have left you upon a clear way. It's night, is like it's day. None strays from this way except that he is destroyed. The Prophet ﷺ left us upon this beautiful way. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ. What is that way? Quran and Sunnah. عَلَى فَهَمَ السَّلَفَ الصَّالِحِ. I've left you upon two ways. I've left behind you two things. ما إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا بعد أبدا. So long as you hold on to them, you will never go astray. كتاب الله وسنتي. The book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that needs explanation and that needs understanding. Not yours, not mine, not so and so's, but the Sahaba radiallahu anhu's understanding. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. This is the understanding we take. Surah An-Nisa, verse 115. Whoever goes against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he follows the path other than the way of the believers, will leave him in the path he has chosen and land him in the hellfire. What an evil abode that is. So going back to the Sahaba, the understanding. And Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah also, وَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. And if they believe, as you, Sahaba, believe, then they will be guided. So when are we going to take the belief of the understanding Sahaba? When are we going to go back to them in their understanding? And when they unite upon a matter, it is deen. It is considered to be deen. As Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, which we have just read, Nisa 115, this is proof of ijma', proof of consensus. So the happiest people we mentioned last week are the people of Ahlul Sunnah. In Asma'ul Sifat, regarding Allah's beautiful names and attributes, look how the Ahl Bid'ah, they go astray. Look at many translations of Quran, of Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 3. Look how they all stray, except Ahlul Sunnah. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the first, the last. That is easy to translate. Huwa al-awwalu wal-akhir. Alhamdulillah, that's easy. But the next one caused many problems for the Ahl Bid'ah, for the Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya. These, and you see them, someone may say, but where's the Jahmiya now? Where's the Mu'tazila now? Where's the Asha'ira now? We say to them, yes, they are present. Because they take from them of the past. They drink from their books. So for example, they will say, هو الظاهر. Allah, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, first of all, he said, هو الأول ليس قبله شيء. He's the first, no one before Allah. هو الآخر ليس بعده شيء. He's the last, there's no one after Allah. وهو الظاهر ليس فوقه شيء. He is the ظاهر. There is no one above him. So what does ظاهر mean? Above. And this is why in Muhsin Khan and Taqiyuddin al-Hilali rahimahullah's translation, they said he is the highest. And that's the correct translation. Based upon the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And didn't we say, alayka bil hadith wa ahlihi? Take it from the hadith. He's the highest. Huwa al-dhahir. He's the highest. Laysa fawqahu shay. There's no one above Allah. Wa huwa al-baatin. Laysa dunahu shay. And he is the batin laysa dunahu shay. طيب, how are we going to translate this? The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم explained it. Laysa dunahu shay. Yadnu in the Arabic language, the dal and the noon, here it refers to nearness and closeness. That's why Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said about Arafah, yadnu Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala yadnu. Allah comes close إلى عباده يوم عرفة, to his servants on the day of عرفة. يدنو, he comes close. We don't know how, we don't explain it away, but we believe in it firmly, with certainty. يدنو, Allah comes close to his servants. So therefore Allah comes close to his servants. يدنو means to come close. So therefore هو الباطن ليس دونه شيء. There is no one closer to you than Allah. By his knowledge, he knows what you're doing. By his seeing, he knows what he sees what you're doing. By his hearing, he knows what he hears what you're saying. He knows everything about you, past, present, and future, and what you will do. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, what would you translate then? If he says, there is no one nearer to you than him, then therefore Allah is the nearest. Al-Batin, the nearest. And this is in the translation of Muhsin Khan and Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, rahimahullah. Because in Aqidah, alhamdulillah, this translation is good. Aqidah is correct. Gone to look, gone. So therefore, he's the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. See, Ahlul Sunnah, happy. Salafiyun, happy. Alhamdulillah. قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة إذ ابن القيم رحمه الله said this is العلم العلم قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة ليس بالتمويه ما العلم نصبك لخلاف سفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فلان. Yeah, it's foolishness to compare Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم statement with anybody else. Foolishness. ابن القيم says it's foolishness. So we have Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم already explained the verse. وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم. We have revealed to you the dhikr, the Quran, that you may clarify to the people what has been revealed to them. So therefore the clarification is already there from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the highest and the nearest. Full stop. Go to look at so many translations. Yusuf Ali, Pickthall, and some of the other translations. Muhammad Asad translation. You see so many errors. And other than them, because they haven't been grounded in this methodology, Quran and Sunnah, the Fahm al-Salaf. So where do they quote from? Read the introductions, you'll see. They say, we take our tafsir from Zamakhshari, Mu'tazili, negating some of the attributes, you'll find. Negating the meaning behind the attributes, the meaning of names. Because even though they would affirm names, they don't affirm the meanings as Ahlul Sunnah affirm. And they would negate the Mu'tazila would negate the attributes. And the Asha'ira, even though they claim that they affirm the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would affirm only some of his attributes based upon their way, based upon their aql, their intellect. And they would explain away other attributes according to their intellect. And that's why they will negate Allah is above the arsh. That's why they will negate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the last third part of the night, just like the Mu'tazila. That's why you find them negating the believers seeing Allah. Shariq al-Qadi, from the Salaf. A group came to him, they said to him, Oh Shariq, a group of Mu'tazila deny that Allah descends to the lowest heavens, and they deny that the believers will see Allah. What did he say? He said, tell them, we take our deen from the sons of the Sahaba, from the Sahaba. Where do they take their deen from? See how simple it is? We take our deen from the sons of the Sahaba, from the Sahaba. Where do they take their deen from? That's it, simple. We take our deen from clarity. So therefore you find these mistranslations, and some of them are intended. Some of them they just don't know. They're ignorant. And many of them are intended based upon their background, taken from Fakhruddin al-Razi's tafsir and Zamakhshari's tafsir and other than that. They say he is the apparent and he is the hidden. This is the translation of al-Zahir wal-Batin. He's the apparent and he's the hidden. The apparent and the hidden. Or they would say he is the outer and the inner. Allah is inside creation. This brings us to the aqidah of Ibn Arabi of Wahdatul Wujud. He's the outer and the inner. Why don't you just take from Rasulullah's explanation simple? He is the highest and the nearest. No. Because they don't affirm, the Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, they don't affirm that Allah is above the arsh. And inshallah you can listen to the tapes that we translated called Where is Allah? Ayn Allah? Shaykh Albani rahimullah's debate with these individuals, with these Asha'ira, and how he clarified to them their false belief. So the happiest people are Ahlul Sunnah, the Salafiyun, Ahlul Athar, Ahlul Hadith, not the Ahlul Hadith of those other Ahlul Hadith. Naam. Who bring women to their masajid to say to you, vote for me. Not those Ahlul Hadith. Ahlul Hadith of the past and those who follow their way. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ. And we came to this section. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ بَنَوْا مَنَازِلَ سَيْرِهِمْ بَيْنَ الرَّجَى وَالْخَوْفِ لِلْدَيَّانِ. We mentioned that last week. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَأَ الْإِلَهَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts full of love for their Lord, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِوَدَادِهِ وَمَحَبَّةِ الرَّحْمَانِ. Al-wid in the Arabic language, wid means love. Love. They have love for Allah. and his Rasul. And the Messenger said hadith in Kitab al-Iman in Sahih al-Bukhari, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. Allah and His Messenger become more beloved to Him than anyone else. And in another narration, مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ From His parents and His children and all of mankind, He loves Allah and His Messenger more than anyone. Allahu Akbar. The second one is that He loves أن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله. He loves a person, He doesn't love him except for the sake of Allah. Not for money, not for dunya. He loves him for the sake of Allah. And they are the ones who will be the mutahabun. Those who love each other for the sake of Allah will be under the shade that Allah creates on the Day of Judgment. The shade of the arsh. سَبْعَةٌ يَظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ And he explained it. From them is رجلان التقى لمحبة الله وافترق على ذلك. Two men or two people, could be two women, they met for the love of Allah and they departed upon that. They love each other for Allah's sake, not for dunya. Come to my house, I visit you, you're another city, I go and visit you, not for dunya. They visit each other for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah. متحابون. And Allah says, on the Day of Judgment, He will say, where are they? The mutahabboon, aynahum? Those who love each other for my sake, where are they? So Ahlul Sunnah, this is what we must bring about. And that's why Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah, how many times he's advising the youth of today, al-ulfa, al-mahabba, to have love between each other. Don't let shaitan come between you. Because what does shaitan want to do? Cause enmity between you. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ الله أكبر. Shaitan is called and he wants to cause enmity between you. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء. He wants to cause enmity and hatred between you. في الخمر والميسر. By way of alcohol or intoxicants in general, drugs, whatever it is. Or by way of gambling. How many broken homes we have because of gambling and alcohol and drugs. By way of these affairs. ويصدكم عن ذكر الله. And his aim is to take you away from the remembrance of Allah. وعن الصلاة. And away from the salah. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ So will you not take heed? Will you not stop? Will you not desist? Because this is the way of shaitan. But he will not be able to misguide the sincere worshippers of Allah. لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ I will lead all of them astray, he says. And Allah mentions that in the Quran. I will lead all of them astray. Except the sincere worshippers amongst them. So what is required is that we are sincere. And that we are worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are many who gain knowledge. And they are not sincere. Of them is the alim who will come on the day of judgment. And he'll be thrown into the hellfire. Because he didn't learn the knowledge for Allah's sake. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. But he learnt it so that the people can say, "Za alim wa qad qeel," and it was said. So if there's an alim, and is that easy for someone to slip and go astray, then sincerity is important. And how many we have seen who have left the way of the ulama in the past 25 years, who have left sticking to the ulama because they thought they were ulama, or they thought that the end result, it goes back to them, and maybe they can get some position in society. Because if you stay talib ilm, if you stay saying Allahu A'lam when you don't know, sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't realize that Allah will raise you if you humble yourself. But they think that if you do that, khalas, you will not get the fame that he's seeking. But humility, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah raises him. So Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentioned about the qualities of those who are turning to Allah, going to Allah, treading the path of Allah and the path to the hereafter, seeking paradise. That هُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَأَ الْإِلَهِ قُلُوبُهُمْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts full of the love for Allah, بِوَدَادِهِ وَمَحَبَّةِ الرَّحْمَانِ, with that love for Ar-Rahman. هَذِهِ الْمَنْزِلَةِ, and alhamdulillah we found the explanation, or the short summarized explanation by Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah himself. And so he says, هذه المنزلة هي منزلة المحبة, هي أصل المنازل كلها. It is the أصل, هي أصل المنازل, it is the أصل of all the levels that we are talking about, the levels of those who are striving towards Allah and striving, seeking the hereafter, seeking paradise. That this is where all actions stem from. They stem from the heart, from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, but we didn't finish the hadith. Three things, if they are in a person, if he has these three things, then he has tasted the sweetness of faith. That he loves Allah and his messenger more than anyone else. That he loves a person, he only loves him for Allah's sake. And thirdly, أن يكره أن يعود إلى الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. He hates to return to disbelief just as he hates to be thrown into the fire. Three things tasted the sweetness of faith in Kitab al-Iman in Sahih al-Bukhari. So these three things show us clearly that love and hate should be for Allah's sake. Where does that stem from? The heart. The heart has actions, and the heart has speech. The speech of the heart is your aqidah. As Shaykh Rabi explains, that your aqidah is qawlul qalb. And that's the heaviest on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Heavier than anything else is your aqidah, your belief. And the actions of the heart, your love, your hope, your fear, your khushu'. And other than that, from the actions of the heart. Again, heavy on the scales, on the Day of Judgment. So if you love Allah and His Messenger more than anyone else, is heavy. That's why we say Aqidah comes first. If only you knew. Aqidah comes first. Because the actions of the heart, on the scales, how do we know it's heavy? Where's the proof? The proof, Shaykh Rabi Hafidullah says, the hadith of Bitaqa, the hadith of the card. A man will have scrolls, 99 scrolls of bad deeds. One scroll, as far as the eye can see, yani covers the whole horizon. Scroll written all your bad deeds, 99 of them. And then a card will be, and the person, khalas, he thinks he's now destroyed, punished. 99 scrolls of bad deeds. A card will be taken out for him. He would think it's insignificant. But on that card is La ilaha illallah, Kalimat al-Tawheed, Aqeedah. And it will be put on one side of the scales, and the 99 scrolls on the other side of the scales. And Kalimat al-Tawheed will outweigh all of these scrolls of bad deeds. And Shaykh Rabbi Hafidullah said, this is proof that Aqeedah is the heaviest thing on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the scales. Heavy. So ya ikhwan, this is why we are studying Aqeedah. And this is why we are reviving the books of Aqeedah. How you know Salafi? How? Shaykh Rabi Hafidullah said, you know that he revives the books of Aqeedah of the Salaf. Huh? Because in fiqh, yes, he teaches fiqh, how to fast, how to pray. This is important. But also Ahl Bid'ah teach fiqh as well. They teach fasting, how to fast, how to pray. And Ahl Bid'ah talk about sins. But Salafi, how you know? From far away you know Salafi. He teaches the books of Aqeedah. Like the ulama, they teach the books of Aqeedah. Reviving the books of the Salaf. And they show you the severity of Bid'ah and his people. The Salafi. show you the severity of bid'ah and its people. When you see the Ahl Bid'ah, they hardly talk about bid'ah. They hardly talk about bid'ah because they're Ahl Bid'ah. And so you find them talking in their tapes. Even in the tapes, you find lots of design in the beginning, sounds, all these kind of sounds in the beginning. And what is it? There's nothing there. It's no substance. Where is the Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahab? The whole tape is probably a story about somebody who'd met somebody else who has children, who met somebody else, and this happened. And now, before the end of the tape, you're still waiting for the plot. You're still waiting what's happened. Wallahi, Akhwan, yani, most of the tapes are like that. But Ahl Sunnah, Ahlul Athar, Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahaba. And they revive the books of the Salaf. Ahl Bid'ah, they don't know the books of the Salaf. Usul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad, what is that? He'll say. Asl Sunnah of Al-Raziyain, what? He'll say. Asl I'tiqad Ahl Sunnah wal-Jama'ah of Al-Lalika'i, what? He will say. Ibn Abi Asim's Kitab al-Sunnah, what? He will say. And Kitab al-Sunnah of Abdullah ibn Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, rahimahullah jami'an, what? He will say. He will not know the books of Aqidah. And we have tried it with them. We mentioned to them Usul al-Sunnah. How can you be takfiri and you read Usul al-Sunnah? Impossible. You read Usul al-Sunnah and it tells you how to be patient with the rulers. Imam Ahmad not speaking out against the rulers openly, not going out against them with his tongue and sword. And he's telling the people to be patient, even though the rulers at the time, the four rulers that he lived through, it wasn't just one. You're complaining about one. He lived through four, and he was punished through all these four until the last one who gave him respite and aid. Hardship upon hardship, imprisoned, rahimahullah, and he never said anything openly against these rulers, openly. See, Takfiri doesn't have knowledge of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah's seerah, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah's aqidah and manhaj, doesn't have. And that's why he goes all over the place, right, left, everywhere, except this Sirat al-Mustaqim. Subul. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمَ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is my straight way, so follow it. And do not follow other paths, they lead you away from His way. That is what Allah has advised you with, that you may gain piety. So they do not know Ahl Bid'ah, they do not know Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and his great stance, even though the rulers were saying the Quran is created, which is kalimat kufriya, a statement of disbelief. But he knew that around these rulers were evil innovators who confused them. So before he will call a Muslim a kafir, he has to establish the proof against them specifically. You shift Ahl Sunnah, the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah. There's two rulings. General, specific. In general, the ones who say this, disbelievers. But specifically this one, I have to establish the proof on him. This is the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah. And this is why the takfiris, they have no detail in this matter. Takfiru khlas. No detail. Everyone, lock, stock and barrel. Disbelievers. And I used to remember the posters of Hizb al-Tahrir. The one poster by Omar Bakri, who used to be their leader. And the poster was called, Why All the Rulers Are Kuffar? All of them? You met all of them? You can't even name all of them. Why all the... That's the title. The title itself is enough to refute what is underneath it, what's written. And another one in a masjid given a lecture, Ta'ban. What is the lecture he's given? Makkah, the state of shirk. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Makkah? You don't have anywhere else but Makkah? Baytullah, the haram? The state of shirk. A'udhu billah. Jahl. Ignorance this is. There's no fath. There's no hijrah ba'd al-fath. There's no hijrah away after the fath, the victory of Makkah. There's no hijrah after that from Makkah. That's Baytul, this is Islam, place of Islam. You call it a place of shirk? A'udhu billah. So they have no boundaries. And this is why we go back to the books of the Salaf and the books of the ulama, the mufassirun of Ahl al-Sunnah. Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di rahimullah, and before him Ibn Kathir rahimullah, from the students of Ibn Taymiyyah, and likewise Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, from the students of Ibn Taymiyyah, and before them Imam Ahmad rahimullah, Imam Malik rahimullah, Imam Shafi rahimullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, likewise clarifying a lot of the affairs of Aqidah, such as, and he's human, like all the other ulama are human. Alim can make a mistake, and the mistake is rejected, and the correctness is affirmed. So he said, the one who doesn't believe Allah is above the arsh, then he has disbelieved. It's Abu Hanifa rahimahullah in Fiqh al-Akbar. The one who doesn't believe that Allah is above the arsh, he has disbelieved. Look, affirming the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah that Allah is above the arsh. How can you reject that Allah is above the arsh? Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa. Allah Azza wa Jal rose above the arsh. Look at the tafsir of Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas, and Abu Aliya from the Tabi'een. What did they say about istawa? They said, irtafa'a wa ala. It means to ascend and to rise. I'm going to take that interpretation or the interpretation of the Ash'ari Sufis who say, no, Allah is not above, not below, not to the right, not to the left. Yani they negate Allah's... Where is Allah then? Everywhere. No, Allah is not everywhere. Allah knows everything, na'am. But Allah is above the arsh in a way which befits His majesty. He told us about Him, about Himself. إِلَيْهِ يَصَعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ يَرْفَعُهُ. To Him rises the good speech and the actions. The good actions make it rise even further. To who? To Allah. What did in time of Isa alayhi salam, they wanted the table spread, the people, to see a miracle. They want to see a miracle. أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَاءِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. They're asking Allah to send down the table spread. Send down. Why? Because Allah is going to send it down. Because He is above. Even they believe that. Fir'aun, he wanted to make a tall tower to see the Rabb, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Even Fir'aun believed Allah is above. Subhanallah. And you, and yani Ash'ari, Sufi, would deny that Allah is above the arsh. We don't say except what Allah says in the Quran. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he said to the Jariyah, hadith in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, Ayn Allah? And before that he said to her, who am I? She said, you are the Messenger of Allah. Where is Allah? She pointed up, fi sama', fi sama'. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, wamshu fil ardi, doesn't mean go in the land, it means go over the land. So fi sama' means over the sky, over the heavens. In the Arabic language, fi can mean in or over. In this case, it means over. Allah is not inside the creation. Allah is separate from His creation, above His creation. And when we say separate, we mean in His essence. He's above, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba'inun min khalqih. Who said this? Books of the Salaf. Abu Hatim, Abu Zur'a al-Razi, and Abu Hatim al-Razi, in their Asl al-Sunnah, wa anna Allah ba'inun min khalqih. And Allah is not in His creation, He's above His creation, separate from His creation. Who said it? The Salaf, the ulama, in the 4th century, 3rd century. And likewise, Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani, al-Maliki, from the 4th century, has a beautiful line there, refuting the Ash'aris and the modern-day Sufis, who supposedly are intellectualists, so they're not really intellectualists. Because if they had followed sane intellect, then they would have followed the Qur'an and Sunnah ala fahm al-Salaf. What did they say? What did Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani say, rahimahullah, this great Maliki scholar from the 4th century, who they used to call Malik al-Saghir, the young Malik. He used to say, and he says in the Qirawaniyya, in the Muqaddimah, in the introduction, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ بِذَاتِهِ وَهُوَ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانْ بِعِلْمِهِ. Allah is above the arsh in terms of his essence, and he's everywhere in terms of his knowledge. So he's not everywhere, but here he's showing you his knowledge, knows everything. But he is above the arsh, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's close to his believers. Naam. He's with us, with the believers. Inna Allah ma'a alladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun. Allah is with the pious ones and those who are righteous. He's with them, aiding them, honoring them, protecting them. Because from Allah's names is Al-Jabbar. We mentioned that. Al-Jabbar means three things. As Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, the compeller means three things. The compeller, number one, he deals with the arrogant, haughty, boastful, offensive, oppressive, one of authority. He deals with them because he's Al-Jabbar, rahmatullah. Secondly, Al-Jabbar helps and aids the weak one who's been oppressed by the oppressor. The weak one, the one who's sick, he cures. The one who's poor, he aids him to feed, to have sustenance and provision. And the third meaning is that Allah is above the arsh. These are the three meanings of Al-Jabbar. So Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says, "Humul ladina," so they have love for Allah. La shak, wa la raib. But if you truly love Allah, what should you do? Follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you truly love Allah, then follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah will love you and forgive your sins. And Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, in the next line, he says, "Humul ladina قَدْ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ." They do lots of dhikr. Dhikr of Allah. They don't waste time. Everyone wants to bring you and occupy your time. Come here, let's talk about this issue. Let's talk about that issue. Let's go and talk about this. Let's talk about... What about your dhikr of Allah? What about your salah? Shaitan wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah and the salah. Will you not take heed? Will you not desist? Will you not stop? في السر والإعلان والأحيان. In secret and in open and in all situations. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah standing, sitting, and on their sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, you have not created this without reason, without cause. So keep us away from the punishment of the hellfire. So this is a great manzila of Ahl Sunnah. The Ahl Athar and the Salafiyun is that they love the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They love the dhikr. They love the salah. Because Allah has shown you the importance of the prayer. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta. Wa qumu lillahi qanitin. Guard the prayers, especially the middle prayer, and stand upright, perseveringly, patiently in worship. Not qanit, he's qanit, not the one who pecks in the prayer, or the one who is the worst thief, is the one who steals in ruku', or the one who prays and is looking around like the fox, or he goes down like the camel goes down. No, they keep away from those affairs. They pray with a heart that is attentive. When they read Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they remember the hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Ida qala al-abd, hamadani abdi, qala Allah. Ida qala al-abd, hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, qala Allah, hamadani abdi. Wa ida qala al-abd, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, qala Allah, athna alayya abdi. Wa ida qala al-abd, maliki yawmiddin, qala Allah, majjadani abdi. Wa ida qala al-abd, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, qala Allah, hada bayni wa bayna abdi wa li'a... وهذا بيني وبين عبدي وإذا قال الله اهدنا صراط مستقيم وإذا قال العبد اهدنا صراط مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال العبد هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل هذا بيني وبين عبدي فإياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. The rest of it he said هذا لعبدي. That's what I meant to say. ولعبدي ما سأل. Whatever my... This is between me and my Lord. Are you truly upon Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in? Worshipping Him alone. When they're reading in the salah, they are attentive and they ponder. When they say Allahu Akbar, they know nobody is Akbar than Allah. What are we? Who are we? Some people like to put their chest out. Who are you, ya akhi? Sheikh Rabi Habibullah says, don't you go toilet? Can you stay a week without going to the bathroom? Can you stay a month without going to the bathroom? You are so insignificant as a person for you to boast yourself. You and me, we are so insignificant, small. We are in need of Allah. Fuqara, we are in need. We are destitute. Without Allah's help, we can do nothing. That's why we say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no power, no movement except with the will of Allah. We say that when the adhan goes and the mu'adhin says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, come to the prayer, come to success. Because we recognize, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, that we cannot come to the prayer except with the help of Allah. We can't even move except with the help of Allah. We can't blink or breathe except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we turn to Allah. The dhikr of Allah in our salah. Not the one who stands up for the prayer. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they stand up for the prayer, they stand up lazily. When is this going to finish? A'udhu billah. Ramadan, Taraweeh, reviving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be patient. Be patient. You are in ibadah. Fasting, you are in ibadah. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the mashayikh mentioned, show Allah your ibadah. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are in need of Him. And Allah will help you and aid you. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to righteous actions. Notice he said, فِي السِّرِّ وَالْإِعْلَانِ. In secret and in open. And the Maliki scholar Al-Qahtani, he said in his Nuniyya, وَإِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ فِي ظَلْمَةٍ وَالنَّفْسُ تَدْعُو إِلَى الطُّغْيَانِ فَاسْتَحِي مِنْ نَذْرِ إِلَهِ وَقُلْ لَهَا إِنَّ وَقُلْ لَهَا فَاسْتَحِي مِنْ نَذْرِ إِلَهِ وَقُلْ لَهَا إِنَّ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الظَّلَامَ يَرَانِي. When you are in secret and no one can see you but Allah, it's dark. Just you and Allah. Allah is the only one who can see you. Nobody else around. When nafsu tad'u ila tughyani, and your soul is inclined to transgression. So have shyness. Have some shame. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Have some shame from the sight of your Lord. For the one who created the darkness that you are hiding in, he can see you. He can see me and you. And nowadays, it's easy to do haram. People fall into much haram in secret and in front of others. MashaAllah, brother. MashaAllah, sister. But in secret, what happened? What happened? How are you with your families? How are you with your mother and father? Nobody else can see you now, huh? This is your own family now. How are you with your brothers and sisters? How are you with your children and your relatives? They know you most. How? The Prophet said, خيركم, خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best of you are those who are best to their families, and I'm the best of them to the families. I'm the best of you concerning their families. No doubt, Rasulullah, he never raised his hand upon any of his wives. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never raised his hand. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu lived 10 years with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I never even heard him say, why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? لِمَاذَا فَعَلْتَ وَلِمَاذَا لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. He never heard him even say that, complaining. Why didn't you do this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The example that we take. So in secret and in open, the akhlaq, being truthful. How many people lie? They think they can hide behind the internet, huh? With hidden names. On hidden forums. Allah is watching you, Ya Abdullah. You miskeen. Allah can see what you're doing and what you're writing. Be truthful. If you have something to say, say it. Put your name to it. Why hide? Ajib Allah. Cowards. Why hide? Be truthful. Be open. Looking at bad things on the internet. A'udhu billahi min dalik. Brothers secretly calling sisters. Why, ya akhi? If you want to get married, ya akhi. If you can't, be patient and fast. Be patient and fast. Why is fasting prescribed? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may gain piety. Because as Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, when you are fasting, the veins become thinner. This is the veins where shaitan, he runs between Ibn Adam Majra al-Dam, as in the authentic narration, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, so when you're fasting, the Majra al-Dam for shaitan is thinner. When you're fasting. And Allah aids you even in Ramadan to chain the shayateen, making it even easier for you, Ya Abdullah. So fast. You can't get married fast, because that extinguishes desires. But yet, a little text, now it's easy. A little text message, BlackBerry. Huh? Now everybody wants BlackBerry because it's free. Text messages between each other. And then what? First, come close. First is the text message, then the look, then the touch, and then a'udhu billah, what's after that? Then it's too late. Now you want to get married. How many times we heard that? Because now already the person's pregnant, the woman's pregnant. Now you want to get married to hide it. You see how shaitan, Allah says, لا تقربوا الزنا, don't come close to zina. So you've lost it. So in sirri and in ilan, how do you protect yourself? With the dhikr of Allah. Keep the shaitan away. When you're in your house reading Baqarah, keep the shaitan away. Enter in your house, say Bismillah, keep the shaitan away. It doesn't have a stay for the night. When you're eating, with your right hand, Bismillah, keep the shaitan, not to eat with you. And one of the mashayikh, he mentioned, every time you do things like the shaitan, eating with your left, not saying Bismillah, carrot sitting between the shade, the sun and the shade, doing things what shaitan does, eventually you become like shaitan. Not recognizing. So this is why we must turn back to Allah with the dhikr of Allah. Not the dhikr of the Sufis of who. Until now they don't know who their Lord is, saying who. We say Allah, wa akbar, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallah. Say the dhikr, ya akhi, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one Sufi I saw with a cloth around his head saying, what are you doing? He says, I'm doing khalwa. Khalwa is their way of reading their homework from their sheikh. He has to tell him certain dhikr. I told him, why don't you just read the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How easy it's become now. You have Husn al-Muslim, you have other adhkar books. Alhamdulillah. Why does your sheikh need to write you another new dhikr? Why? This is ignorance upon ignorance. And how many times they meet people who used to be upon this path of Salaf da'wah. Now they are with the Sufis, ya akhwan. Because they left the ulama. They were not sincere. They were not upon the tiba'a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they are with the Sufis. People we know. Some of them even hafiz Quran. And now they are saying that we have come from apes. That Adam alayhi salam had parents who are ape-like. And the tawbah, you know what the tawbah was? The people not really ready for it. For this discussion. That's the tawbah. What tawbah is that? This is kufr, ya akhi. This disbelief. Adam is our father. And he did not come from apes. A'udhu billah min dalik. You try to be intellectuals going against the hadith and his people. And then they go astray, lead others astray. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولُهُ يَنْفُونَ عَنْهُ تَعْرِيفَ الْغَالِينَ وَالْإِنْتِحَالَ الْمُبْطِلِينَ وَتَأْوِيلَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This knowledge will be carried by the trustworthy ones of this ummah, the ulama. They will expel the distortions of those extremists, and they will clarify the destructions of those who destroy, and the false interpretations of the ignorant ones. Hadith Hassan, the Shawahid. Look how beautiful that hadith is. Ulama expelling these false interpretations. Whereas the gullible people, so gullible. See, man with the beard and anything, khalas. Not to know that what's in his heart, this man has got false aqeedah. This man calls to shirk, this man calls to bid'ah, this man calls to khurafa, and so on and so forth. And then there are those who claim to be with the ulama. I'm a student of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he says. Or I'm a student of Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Or I'm a student of Sheikh al-Bani, rahimahullah. As an example. But yet, why don't you follow their methodology then? Student of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and you go and sign a pledge with the Sufis that we all brothers and we all cooperate with each other, we all one. No. Student of these great ulama, and you want to sign a petition so that Hizb al-Tahrir is not banned. Kayf? Allah says, "Udkhulu al-buyuta, wadkhulu al-buyuta min abwabiha." Enter the house from its door. You want to come from the back door. You want to come from the window. If somebody comes from the window, what do you call him? Burglar. Huh? You want to come from the back door. Come from the door, ya akhi. Quran and Sunnah ala fahm al-salaf. So in each situation, they are upon the dhikr of Allah. وَالذَّاكِرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those who remember Allah much, the male and the female. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared for them a great reward and forgiveness. Prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. These are the ones who remember Allah much. In the morning they get up for Fajr. They strive their utmost to get to the masjid. They say, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, wa ja'al fi sam'i nura, wa basari nura, wa ma min nura, min khalfi nura, an yamini nura, min shimani nura, wa ma min nura, wa khalfi nura, fawqi nura, sorry, and tahti nura, Allahumma a'tini nura. They say the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is nur that they're asking for? Guidance. Because they love the Salat al-Fajr. They love Salat al-Fajr because it is witnessed. It is witnessed by the angels. And Shaykh Abdul Masih Abad in his class, his Sunan Mimaja, he mentioned in his class that the angels of the night swap with the angels of the day, the ones who are writing. They swap. At when? At Asr and Fajr. So they strive their utmost to keep the salawat. Allah swore by Fajr. Show you greatness of Fajr. Wal Fajr. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And the other verse is by Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ. Showing you the importance of Salat al-Asr. Whoever prays Isha in Jama'ah, he will have the reward of praying half the night in Jama'ah. Whoever prays Fajr in Jama'ah, he will have the reward of the rest of the night in Jama'ah. The rest of the half. So if you're continuously praying Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah, how much night prayers have you prayed waiting for you as Ajr on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Reward after reward, ya ikhwan. So they love the Salah. They love the Salah. Prophet would say to Bilal, "Arihna biha ya Bilal." Make it the coolness for us. Make it cool for us. Make it, because he loved the Salah. The coolness of his eyes was in the Salah. The coolness of his eyes in the Salah. Loved the Salah. And that's why when you sit, pray next to the ulama, alhamdulillah, we pray next to Sheikh bin Baz, rahimullah. Sheikh Rabi Hafidhullah. We prayed next to other Mashayikh as well. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimullah. Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. Sheikh Abdullah al-Bukhari. And other Mashayikh. We prayed next to them. And we prayed. We saw Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimullah, in the Salah. And he was moving his finger all the way in the Tashahud. I just wanted to see his Salah. Moving his finger all the way, right to the end. I wanted to see the Salah of these ulama. And we saw Sheikh bin Baz in Umrah, doing Umrah in a wheelchair. This ibadah we saw them doing. Subhanallah. Ya ikhwan, this only increases iman. Only increases iman. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah doing khutbah on Yom al-Jum'ah when we visited him in Unayza. We saw the love for ilm. Made sure that even in his classes, he had mats for the tulab. And if anyone doesn't have his book, he goes to the back. Serious in teaching. Encouraging the tulab. And look at the khair they have left behind. And their ibadah, ya akhwan. And Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbad prayed next to him, alhamdulillah. And look at their ibadah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Like that. Subhan Rabbil A'la. Subhan Rabbil A'la. Subhan Rabbil A'la. You pray next to some others. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, salam alaikum. Finished. Is ready to go home. Like some, even in some imams of masajid, the first to come in, the last to come in, the first to come out. Quick. It's like in prison. You're in salah. You're in ibadah. The morning prayer, the morning du'as, the evening du'as, they try to guard their du'as, their adhkars, to protect themselves. We have many problems in society. This one complain of magic, this one complain of jinn, this one complain of evil eye, this one complain of... Akhi, protect yourself with Ayatul Kursi before you sleep. Protect yourself with Ayatul Kursi after every prayer. Between you and... Nothing is between you and Jannah except death. Protect yourself with the adhkar. Protect yourself with... And seek forgiveness. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are protected from the shaitan. That we are from the dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. That we are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and we die upon tawheed and sunnah, upon this blessed path until we meet him. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. Bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Alhamdulillah ladhi hadana lihada. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya. Lawla an hadana Allah. So don't look at others, down at others. Look at yourself first and foremost, and try for rectification for yourself. To be upon ibadah, to be upon dhikr, to be upon istighfar, to be upon ilm and nafi' wal amal salih. This is what is for us first and foremost. Not somebody, he goes and learn, and the first thing he says after 1 year of learning, when's my next khutbah? When's my next dars? Akhi, you're not Ibn Taymiyyah, ya akhi. You just came, you just did maybe Arabic, ya akhi. The long way of learning, ya akhi. Learning, sitting with the alim for years, 20 years, 15 years, 10 years with the ulama, benefiting from them. Wallahu alam, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khairi khalqi Muhammad wa akhidam alhamdulillah bil alameen. Last question before we have to go to East London. Assalamu alaikum to Allah. Is it permissible for a grandmother who is not able to fast Ramadan to feed a grandson? To feed something of hers who has no wealth? Simple. That's the first part of the question. If she can't fast, then for every day a poor person is fed. As for the rest of it, and this one and that one and this one, and it goes on forever. Allahu alam. Jazakumullah khairan. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Barakallahu fiikum.